Christiana Rainbow Plews is making national headlines. She's the Upper Mackenzie District Fire Chief who lost her home and fire station in the Holiday Farm fire. Plews is also one of fewer than 50 women in the nation to hold the title of fire chief. She's credited with saving countless lives when ordering Level 3 Go Now evacuations for most of the Mackenzie River Valley when the fire ignited on Labor Day. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert has this profile.
World, meet Rainbow. That introduction begins one of thousands of social media posts piling on accolades for the rural fire chief on the Mackenzie River. When she took the leadership post in October 2018, she says there was some administrative pushback about using her middle name.
That's career suicide. And I was like, yeah, but I am Rainbow. Everybody knows me as Rainbow. Like, that's my name that I go by. Then I was told that that was just completely unreasonable. So I was kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Chief Rainbow has been in the firefighting business for 30 years. She's had to navigate her career with very few women mentors. It was around 8:30 p.m. Labor Day when Chief Rainbow got a call on a small grass fire at the Holiday Farm RV park near Blue River. She put on her boots and wildland gear and hit the door. The first thing she noticed was the whipping wind.
I just had a really sinking gut feeling that this was going to be something much bigger than what we got tapped out for.
The Holiday Farm fire, which started as less than a tenth of an acre, soon grew uncontrollable when those historic high winds blew the burn across the highway and toward houses.
At the time, I was basing all of my efforts and my decision-making on muscle memory.
Chief Rainbow called for a quick battalion, neighboring crews to help fight the growing blaze.
Shortly after that, I called for evacuations. We were just driving our trucks and running our sirens and knocking on doors personally. We got a lot of people out.
She says she remained on the fire for 56 hours before she collapsed. Looking back, Chief Rainbow says she knew her team was taking the right steps, requesting backup, plucking residents from danger.
I was not scared until I got a flat tire and was stranded in my truck and fire was everywhere around me. Then I got scared.
Plews had hit a fallen boulder. She was stranded, alone, on a stretch of Highway 126 beside the local landmark Christmas Treasures. She called her husband for help without knowing if he could. She prepared for the worst. Chief Rainbow held her protective fire shelter in her hands, ready to deploy.
And our friend Vern, who runs a tow truck company, he literally appeared out of the darkness with a couple of friends and changed my tire and disappeared.
The chief turned around and headed back upriver. Soon Christmas Treasures, like everything else on that swath of highway, was burned beyond recognition. Chief Rainbow and her family live in the tiny town of Vida on the Mackenzie River. About 24 hours after the fire broke out, Plews learned her house and her son's house were gone. So was the town of Blue River and her fire station there, as well as the homes of many of her crew members. With barely time to grieve, Plews was back in. Now, Chief Rainbow isn't one to toot her own siren. In fact, she gives it all up to her team of volunteer firefighters and the area crews that continue to fight the Holiday Farm fire. As the devastation of this fire was realized, fundraising campaigns kicked in for displaced evacuees and firefighters. Wren Arrington, with Eugene's Whitebird Clinic, started one of them. He's known the chief for 10 years.
Rainbow has a way of being sassy and brash and outspoken and at the same time humble and kind.
A few days off the Holiday Farm fire line, Plews talked to Arrington.
One of the first things she said to me was, "I feel broken. I don't know how to keep on doing this." And all I could tell her is that you are doing it. You're getting up and doing it every day and you're doing a good job.
At a wildfire briefing this week, Oregon Governor Kate Brown ended with this praise.
Through it all, Chief Rainbow and her team have stayed on the front lines of the fire, protecting the homes and the lives of as many Oregonians as possible. She and her team remind us of why we love this state. We care for each other, no matter what. Thank you, Chief Rainbow.
It has been said, the same goes for a battered, burned, but grateful Mackenzie River community. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.